Let us offer to our triumphant Jesus the following beautiful hymn, which is used by the Church at the Matins of the Feast of the Ascension and during the Octave. It forcibly expresses the mystery and shows us how fervently we ought to celebrate it. Hymn. O eternal and sovereign King, and Redeemer of the faithful, thy victory over death won for thee a triumph of highest glory. Thou ascendest above the starry world, there to exercise thy supreme power over all creatures, a power conferred by heaven, not by man. Now the triple kingdom of heaven, earth, and hell is subject to thee, and all things in them bow the knee in homage to thy power. The angels gaze with wonder on the change wrought in mankind. It was flesh that sinned, and now flesh taketh all sin away, and the God that reigns is the God made flesh. Be thou our joy, who awaitest us to be our reward in heaven. Thou art the ruler of this world, our joy that surpasses all earthly joys. Therefore do we beseech thee in humble prayer, that thou pardon all our sins, and by thy heavenly grace lift up our hearts to the things that are above. That when thou appearest suddenly on a bright cloud as our judge, thou mayest forgive us the punishment we deserve, and restore to us the crown we had lost. Glory be to thee, O Jesus, who ascendest in triumph to heaven, and to the Father, and to the Spirit of love, for everlasting ages. Amen. We may close the day with this prayer, taken from the Mozarabic Breviary. Prayer. O Jesus, our Savior and Lord, who when ascending into heaven didst deign to show thy glory to them that gazed upon thee, promising them that as thou ascendest, so wouldst thou come to the judgment. Grant that we may welcome, with true devotion of heart, this day's feast of thine ascension, that thus our lives, by continually ascending to what is more holy, may so advance in thy service, as that our eyes may look upon thee with a confiding look when thou comest to judge us. Amen.